Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
See, they're not here today.
Oh, they fixed it, don't they?
Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for June the 29th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with invocation led by Commissioner Senegal. Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father.
Yes. Well, we'll try that. Items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for temporary canteen. That's meal catering for disaster emergency for Jefferson County. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB with HVAC capital and equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief. Item C, receive and file bids for IFB for the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center Surveillance System Upgrade for Jefferson County. Item D, receive and file bids for IFB construction of softball field, restrooms, and storage facilities at Ford Park. Item E has been tabled. Item F, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Under County Commissioners, item A deals with a burn ban, and I believe that should be tabled unless someone has any other input they want to give to that. It's still, we're in a drought. All right, the burn ban will stay in effect. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve utilizing available funds in capital computer hardware and a budget transfer for Sheriff's Department to purchase a computer, $300. Item B, consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 in the amount of $10,000. That's for additional cost. Item C, consider and approve budget amendment for Constable Precinct 1 to replace police package vehicle. That is $25,000. Item D, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will be released to the title company, will not be released to the title company until federal funding is received. That's check number 318015 through check number 318027 for the amount of $718,831.41 and check number 318340 through check number 318343 in the amount of $217,127.47. Item E, payment of regular county bills, that's check number 318028 through check number 318339. Is there a motion on these?
So
motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Tommy G. Norris for 13 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to apply for FY 2009 American Reconstruction and Recovery Act Port Security Grant, funding in the amount of $2,600,000 for construction of the Sheriff's Office Marine Operations Center. There is no local cash match required for this project. Do we have a motion on these two items?
So move.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Chief Hobbs is here and he's put a lot of work into this grant. Not only that, but the entire hurricane recovery period. And I congratulate you, Chief. This is a good job. It's a great program.
Good job. Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Is Tommy Norris here today?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. Well, please give him word that we have executed this resolution. And is there any further business?
Judge, I'd like one quick comment. I want to wish everybody a very safe and prosperous 4th of July, celebrating our National Independence Day. I know there'll be some folks out in the county areas that will be shooting off bottle rockets and firecrackers. I would encourage and appeal to the public that under our drought conditions, even though we did not ban fireworks in the rural parts of the county, that to be very careful in that regard. And if a fire is started, please inform fire departments through 911 as soon as possible. And another plea is to please pick up your trash. If you go out there and shoot off the fireworks, the county ends up going out and has to pick up all this literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds of trash and debris that are left behind. So I appeal to the public to be safe, be courteous, and pick up your trash when you get through. Thank you.
Commissioner, just for clarification, because I know we'll start getting calls from our rural fire chiefs, we do have a burn ban in effect. What we did today leaves it in effect. So
that does not apply to firecrackers.
We do not have a fireworks ban.
Okay.
We have a burn ban.
Judge, I want to.
Good point.
That doesn't apply to state law.
So much for lobbyists. As you know, and Mr. Brannick is really better prepared. He's been kind of coordinating the efforts along with Greg Fountain, our emergency management coordinator. But as you know, it's not county. The ARCA money is not county money. It's state and federal money that's being administered by the Office of Community Rural Affairs. And Mr. Krug, correct me if I'm wrong, but the state and federal laws regarding grant funds are all applicable. It requires a competitive bidding process, the necessary processing of grant applications, environmental determinations and that sort of thing. And I can tell you the county has very little control over a volunteer fire department. They're an independent organization chartered by the state. And it was our job to try to assist and facilitate the fire departments, the various fire departments in the county, in obtaining those state and federal funds. We did nominate them for a grant, I believe $350,000 in ARCA funding. They made a decision internally to proceed without making those necessary applications and waiting for those necessary approvals and the bid procedures and all that sort of thing. So they, on their own initiative, decided to withdraw from the program. The court's attitude from the very first has been that we recognize that our rural areas of Jefferson County are developing very rapidly, and sooner or later they're all going to need enhanced EMS and fire protection, and as part of our hurricane recovery efforts to make those fire departments whole, it was a great opportunity for us to do what needed to be done in the rural areas of the county. Each fire department had different issues. And as you know, the ARCA money was couched, or the requirement was that it had to be damaged resulting from Hurricane Ike. It had to be part of the recovery efforts, or to guarantee that facilities were in place for the next storm, that sort of thing. Each fire department was a little bit different. Some were not in operation during Hurricane Ike. For that reason, those particular ARCA monies were not pursued. We went through other avenues of funding to try to really treat each individual fire department. Commissioner Alford worked very closely with the Cheek Fire Department. Mr. Brannick and I worked very closely with the LaBelle-Fannette Fire Department, because there were not only FEMA ARCA related issues, but there were also issues regarding them recovering necessary funds they needed to from their insurance programs, and the fact that they needed to relocate that fire station, which was, the old fire station was, if I remember correctly, 5 feet below base flood elevation and could not be rebuilt because of the substantial damage. And I went back and read some reports from engineering studies that were done after Hurricane Katrina, and in report after report they came back and reported to FEMA that when critical facilities, and that is facilities such as fire, police, EMS, facilities that needed to operate both during a hurricane and to help immediately after an event to recover, should be built to a higher standard than other facilities. Higher elevation, stronger facilities, all that sort of thing. So not only would that facility, in our case, be at an elevation that was not likely to flood, but also where emergency vehicles could come and go into those vehicles and assist in the hurricane recovery effort. So it became evident that we needed to rewrite our critical facilities policy, which we did, and to hold the fire department to that standard, so that in future storms they would be able to survive the storm itself and then be in a position to aid in the recovery effort. So the county's tried to be a partner with these fire departments to do what we can within the law, and they know that they have to comply with the law. So that's our position, is that we're facilitators, but we do not determine what the law is. The state and federal government will determine that and set the procedures. So from even at this point, we're here to act as a facilitator and to try to do what we can, because everyone on this court has recognized the fact that EMS and fire facilities are critical in our rural areas, and we want to enhance those facilities in every way that we can. So that's my take on it.
Yes, I want to thank Beaumont Enterprise for getting the story right. There were a lot of rumors, most of